T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning, Larry. Welcome to your own
Lights,
show.
Camera, action from Hollywood East. Here's Johnny Mowad.
All right, Larry's joining us.
In acting class with Bonnie Hunt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You were in
Helen.
With Helen Hunt?
Helen.
Wasn't she in, she was in a couple great shows that I liked way back in the day.
Yeah, she did like Twister. Oh, she did some television stuff.
Yeah, the
too.
TV show.
She was in Twister, and this was pre that.
Wow.
She had come off of the, what was it called, the princess quarterback, the quarterback princess or something when she was younger. And yeah, yep.
Wow. You are Hollywood royalty, are you not?
Sure. Sure.
That's
what
unbelievable.
What about Bonnie?
She was in Mad About You. That's
class,
what it was.
Though, because it was located right on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, down like a half a block down Vine, but right on that intersection, famous intersection, that you hear about before you get to Hollywood. But unfortunately, it really isn't all that much. It's just down the street from the, what's the building that looks like Records?
Capitol Records.
The Capitol Records building was right, yeah, it was right almost catty-corner to that.
What's the building that has a record on it, looks like a record, the building, it's called the Record Building.
Record Building.
Yeah.
It's called the
Capitol Records Building. Terrific.
All right, there
John
we go.
John used to work at Hamburger Hamlet, and he used to serve Dean Martin every Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he request you after he realized you were a Pittsburgher and he was from Steubenville and you guys could have things in common?
No, because he knew actually, Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, he did, and it was weird. He was, you know, he's declining in health, but he would pull up in this gold Rolls Royce, and his driver would help him out of the back seat and take him just to the front door. But at the front door, I would have to go get him and help him to his table. And yeah, I mean, it was a steady relationship for a while, and I could tell you some stories about when he went after that to do his last Las Vegas show. And it was just really, really interesting guy.
Wow, you and Dean awesome. Martin, buddies. Unbelievable. That's cool. I learned something every day. And you learned that my answer is already the Passion of the Christ. I texted you the answer
for
the quiz coming up.
He submitted his answer already.
But I could always change it. I could always change it. I know Easter trivia, Easter movie trivia. I used to watch the movies when I was a kid. I know Ten Commandments. I got it. I got this, Larry. I'm going to beat you again. But first, we have movies coming up this weekend. The blockbuster, I'm sure, Godzilla vs. Kong. What's up with that one?
Well, Godzilla vs. Kong, this is part of the what we would call like the monster Godzilla monster universe. It started in 2014 with Godzilla. Then they went to Kong. Remember Kong Skull Island?
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla King of Monsters in 2019. And then this one. So it's the culmination of these two warriors. Now, guys, I got to tell you, the first couple, I enjoyed Kong Skull Island, but last 2 years ago when they did the Godzilla movie, it's hard to follow. The fight scenes with the monsters were like dark, and there's always a lot of cloudiness in the scene. It was hard to see. This movie, they got it right. It was incredible. Now, I screened it at the theater, and Godzilla vs. Kong, rated PG-13, is a really good type of monster mashup. Stars Alexander Skarsgård, Rebecca Hall, Millie Bobby Brown is back. She was the young girl in the earlier films. And it really tells a story about how these two titans come together. And you got to pick a side, guys. you got to be Team Kong or you got to be Team Godzilla, mm-hmm. and it's really holds your attention for 2 hours. It's a good movie.
I'm going Godzilla because I remember watching on Channel 53 when I was a kid, all the overdubbing of voices and stuff from the old Godzilla movies. Oh, remember when he was in that plastic suit?
Yeah, so. this much better quality. But guys, I also have to say, if you haven't been to a movie theater lately, it's just an incredible experience. There's nobody behind you because each row has basically a wall. There's nobody in front of you because of that wall. They've spread the aisles in the seating way out. Nobody can sit next to you. The screen quality is just great. Movies are, man, you when you experience that movie in that combined environment with other people, it's unbeatable.
It's the cleanest
experience.
It's the cleanest you'll ever see a movie theater.
For sure.
It's great. All right, let's get to it. Larry wants his title back.
Mm-hmm.
Larry.
Well, what do you mean?
You know what? I do have a question. Let's start with you, Kevin. Let's go first.
Okay, I'm going now, Roma Downey's my answer.
Okay, well, now we have a movie that's played since 1956. And it's the Ten Commandments. And it's very popular this time of year because it tells the story of the Exodus and Passover, which, you know, Passover, this time of year, you always see this movie. It stars Charlton Heston, Yul Brynner, 1956. Now, interesting thing about this movie, that there's a character, and she played Moses' wife. And it's Zipporah, but in the movie, I think they called her Sephirah. And Sephirah was famous for that role and for many other roles. But she was also famous for being Lily Munster on The Munsters, the hit television series.
Really?
Can you name that actress?
Is this me? Are you asking me or Larry?
I'm asking you, Kevin.
Well, I'm going to sort of cheat because I think her birthday was earlier in the week, and we talked about her. Her name's Anne.
No.
Dang!
No. Master, no.
It's
Yvonne DiCarlo.
Oh, that wasn't the answer. I said Yul Brynner.
That's our sales guy, Rick DiCarlo's aunt.
I already told you my answer was Roma Downey.
Kevin, how could you not know Yvonne DiCarlo? Come on.
How would I
from
know?
From The Munsters. Yeah.
What do you got for me, John?
Well, you know, obviously we're on Holy Week, and you guys have talked about Holy Week, and the most famous Holy Week movie or biblical movie of the most successful of all time is The Passion of the Christ. And it stars Jim Caviezel, and it tells the story of Christ's last 12 hours of life. And guys, we know it's rated R, and you know, it's just so realistic. It's actually hard to watch sometimes, but it's taken directly from, you know, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Larry, interesting thing that happened during the filming of this movie is Jim Caviezel, how many times was he struck by lightning?
Three.
The answer is two.
That's what I said.
Incredibly. He was incredibly struck by lightning twice. Once while he was filming the scene of the Sermon on the Mount, and then once during the crucifixion scene he was struck by lightning. But he survived, not unscathed, but he did survive. And that's some history of movie making that...
Wow.
It's really
well. Here's
incredible.
Here's a short little trivia. He came to speak at Duquesne University, and I was the MC, so I got to introduce him, and it was amazing because he told the story about being struck by lightning while filming and being on the cross, and people were like stunned. And he's a very spiritual guy, very, very spiritual.
Yeah, and there's some that's so interesting because there's some, you know, such a successful film. Mel Gibson put it all together, used a lot of his own money, and some of the stories that are behind the filming of The Passion of the Christ, which is such an important film to watch this time of year, it's, again, I can't say it enough, but it's truly incredible, some of the things that happened during the filming of The Passion of the Christ.
Wow, Passion of the Christ, greatest story ever told, Son of God, Ten Commandments, my goodness, they're all there.
Let my people go, Moses.
The Last Temptation of Christ as well. It is Easter weekend, check out the movies. John Mowad, thank you very much. Larry Richard, he doesn't get his title back, does he? He didn't get the question
right. I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm going back to church.
The answer
and,
was
I'll see and you, see you on Monday.
The answer was Ben-Hur. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Happy Easter to both of you.
Have All a right, great guys. Weekend.
Happy
guys.
Easter.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.